Thank you very much. Well, this is a bona fide matinee. I got up about 10 minutes ago. This is a song I like to dedicate to any potential traveling salesman who might be in the audience. If you're contemplating getting hooked up with Fuller Brush or maybe Encyclopedia Britannica, or if you're going to go the cosmetic Avon route, it's because I was a traveling salesman for several years. I was out of St. Louis, and I had this hot blue Fairlane, and I was doing some serious highballing with some bankrupt brakes, down a slick, wet anaconda of a two-lane. I come around this hairpin turn, you see. I met the bright lights of a big sucker of a Peterbilt. I was in no condition to be arguing with no Peterbilts, so I did some serious nosediving in this ravine. I was pinned under my Fairlane for several hours. My. I got pens all barred all, plenty of 30 weight all over my color television test pattern slacks. I managed to work my way free. I crawled up in the ravine using my chin, and I made it up in the middle of this two-lane, look way down the road. Out of the way down the road, I saw what I swore, for being a traveling salesman, I swore it had to be a farmhouse. So I crawled on my belly just like a damn serpent. I made up on the first step, made up on the second step, made up on the third step, and old farmer comes in and said, "My, you are in seriously raggedy condition at this particular point." I've been pinning my Fairlane all afternoon. Well, I said, "My, if you just give me a place to stay for the season, I'll be all right." He held his comb and lantern over me and said, my, he says, "I apologize, I'm so sorry, but I haven't got a daughter." Well, what the hell do you do? So I, things are tough all over, but it ain't getting any better, bub. So I just asked him to point me in the proper direction of the next farmhouse. So I was on my way down to this next farmhouse, and I'd been musically constipated for several weeks, and I finally got some inspiration. This is called On Foggy Night. It was a foggy night, an abandoned road in a twilight mirror mirage, with no indication of a service station or an all-night garage. I was misinformed, I was misdirected, cause the interchange didn't happen to intersect, leaving me maroon beneath a bloodshot moon on a foggy night. All right, it was a foggy night, an abandoned road in a blurred brocade collage. Is that a rogue motel? I can't really tell. Is that some kind of vacancy lodge? Cause there's no consolation. What a situation to be aimlessly askew amidst a powder blue. No telltale light clue. Small like a spell you spin, some kind of precarious pandemonium. All up on this foggy night, alright. It was a foggy night. Megan or a Broadway arcade. Heads you win, tails I lose, and I'm rambling, I'm gambling, all upon a foggy night. All upon a foggy night, I got pens all over my disposition, all on a foggy night. And my mental health insists need of a tune-up on this foggy night. All right, it was some kind of foggy night. All upon a foggy night. This is for the listening audience, anybody who just for one reason or another didn't happen to hit pay dirt last night, being Saturday night and everything, you can always blame it on something, not enough Jade East or whatever it happened to be. White socks weren't clean, didn't look good enough with your wingtips. Just couldn't really quite properly remember what happened last night. You have to get somebody to give you a play-by-play. And it's called Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night. Good luck on this Sunday afternoon. Around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile, bound down the boulevard. And now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. And you got paint on Friday. Now your pockets are jingling. Then you see the lights. You get all tingling because you're cruising with a six. And now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Calm your hair, you shave your face, you're trying to wipe out every trace of all the other days. In the week, as it be the Saturday, you're reaching your peak as you're stopping on a red, you're going on a green. Right now, the night will be like nothing, man, you ever seen. They find you barreling down the boulevard. Now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. It is the crack of the pool ball, that neon buzzing, or the telephone ringing at your second cousin. It is that barmaid as she's smiling in the corner of her eye. The magic or the melancholy tear in your eye, it makes it kind of quiver down in the core. I ain't dreaming of him Saturdays that came before. Now you're stumbling. You bet you're stumbling on to the heart of Saturday night. She casts her up, get behind the wheel. Now you got your arm around your sweet one and your Oldsmobile, barreling down the boulevard. Now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Tell me that the crack of the pool ball, that neon buzzing, or the telephone ringing at your second cousin. Is it that barmaid as she's smiling from the corner of her eye? Magic or the melancholy tear in your eye, but it makes it kind of quiver. And down in the core, now you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. Now you're stumbling. feel like you're stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night. And you're stumbling, yeah, you're stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night.
Seriously, as slick as deer guts on a doorknob. Climb aboard one of those suckers, make you feel like a new man. And it's always had these cars I bought for like $125. You sink about $3,500 into them and you sell them for $1,250 or so. Saw machine. And I stuck to the Buick line for several years. I had two specials. One was kind of, well, how could I put this? It was kind of a monkey brown. And, monkey feces brown. Is the way it was. Two-tone. And and it was a lot of chrome, kind of looked like a Wurlitzer jukebox. And I had two of those, especially the other was kind of vomit yellow. It ran pretty good. And I had a couple of centuries. Finally, I had a super. Then I finally picked up on this Roadmaster and lucky to get it. So this is called my old 55. My time went so quickly, I went lickety-splickly. I went out to my old 55. As I pulled away slowly, I'm feeling so old that God knows I was feeling alive. Now the sun's coming up. Now I'm riding. Freeway cars and trucks, and the stars that are beginning to fade. As I leave the parade, now I'm just a wishing that I stayed a little longer now. Oh Lord, well, let me tell you, the feeling getting stronger. And it's 6 in the morning. They gave me no warning. I had to be on my way. Now there's trucks all a-passing me. The lights all a-flashing. And I'm on my way home from your place. Now the sun's coming up. And now I'm riding. Them freeway cars and trucks, the stars that are beginning to fade. As I lead the parade, now I'm just a wishing I stayed a little longer now. No, Lord, but let me tell you, the feeling getting stronger. Time went so quick, I went lickety splickety. I went out to my old 55. As I pulled away slowly, I'm feeling so old that God knows I was feeling alive now. Now the sun is coming up. Now I'm riding with it at love. Now I'm talking about them freeway cars and trucks. All about the freeway cars and trucks. Well, the freeway cars and trucks. Full of sin and that metropolitan area. Interchanging connections. Fly by nights from Riverside. Got out of state plates, run a little late. Now the sailors are jockeying for the fast lane. 101, don't miss it. You got rolling hills, a concrete field, that broken lines on your mind. Got the eights going east and the fives going north. You got emerging exits back and forth. Seeing your sign, you're crossing the line. Signal with a blank. Right now that radio's gone off the air, gonna give you time to think. And you're hearing a rumble as you're fumbling for a cigarette. Go home, blaze on through that midnight jungle. Remember someone you can't forget. One more block, that engine's talking. Whispering a home at last, look here. One more block, that engine's talking. Whispering a home at last, you got diamonds on your windshield. And tears, man. Right now, I'm pulling into town on the interstate. I got me a steel train in the rain. And the wind bites my cheek through the wing. It's either late nights and it's freeway flying. It always makes me sing. I said it's late nights and it's freeway flying. It always makes me sing. I said it's late nights and it's freeway flying. It always makes me sing. That's it. Here's the little thing about, this has kind of got a Naugahyde flavor to it, so you have to imagine. I imagine it's about, it's real late. And it's Larimer Street, Denver, Colorado. That's for real. Terminal Bar is for real. It's right down around 17th and Wall Z, right by the, the corner. Caddy Corner from Oxford Hotel. Block away from the gin mill. It was just a coincidence that it happened to be called a Terminal Bar. It happens to be right next to the depot. Now every terminal case in town shows up there, seems like. Oh, that's called Easy Street. Well, you know, there's a blur drizzle down the plate glasses, a neon swizzle stuck stirs up a sultry night air. As a yellow biscuit of a cue ball moon is rolling maverick across an obsidian sky. And the buses are groaning and they're wheezing down on the corner, a restless boulevard, midnight road. Cross town from Easy Street. You know, the buildings are hitting high above, lit like dominoes. Tight knots of moviegoers and out-of-towners on the stroll. Used car salesmen in their Purina checkerboard slacks and their Foster Grant wraparounds are pacing in front of their rainbow merchandise like markers at a shooting gallery. All dressed in jackal striped jackets with a blue denim dye. Luring all the harlequin sailors in search of like new pains and AM/FM dreams. Throwing out some kind of Texas gweenin' routine. Hello, sucker. We like your money just as well as anybody else's. Check of cabs are stacked up in the taxis, almost waiting like pinball machines to take off some kind of a joyride to a magical place. But waiting like a trucker's welcome diner with dirt lots full of Peterbilts and Kenworths and Jimmys and the like. Highball with bankrupt breaks. Standing on a corner, I just got in town, Jasper, on a street corner with a gasper, looking for some kind of a Cheshire or billboard grin, stroking a goatee chin and using parking meters as walking sticks on the inebriated stroll. No, over Chubb's pool and snooker, it was a nickel after two. Yeah, it was a nickel after two. And in the cobalt steel blue dream smoke, the radio groaned out the hit parade. Leaning up against our world, sir, was none other than Jack Chance himself. And they, oh, the chocks squeaked, the floorboards creaked, and an Olympia sign went through a torn yellow shade. Jack Chance is eyeing out a serious three-ball combination shot. Five in the corner, three in the side, two to the nine ball, take eight for a ride. And you know, I'm looking for some kind of an emotional investment. romantic dividends. Weeknight, you get down to those 24-hour supermarkets and go wander through the frozen food department, try to find a decent-looking TV dinner. I swear they spend more that goes on the cover than ever goes inside of those suckers, huh? But, in fact, I was just recently assaulted by a very dangerous Chungking dinner. They always try to get exotic on you. But they get these expensive photographers to take these Technicolor shots, especially the pizza ones. That cheese is always, it drips off of there. You get a little, pour a lot of 30 weight over the top of it and get those glistening effects. They're dangerous. So this is dedicated to all bachelors. My friends are married. Every Tom and Dick and Harry, you must be strong if you're to go it alone. Here's to the bachelors and the Bowery bums, those who feel that they're the ones that are better off without a wife. I'm on to sleep until the crack of noon, midnight howling at the moon. Go out when I wanna, come home when I please. And I don't have to ask permission. If I want to go out fishing, baby, I never have to ask for the keys. Well, I never been no Valentino. I had me a girl, she lived in Reno, but she up went and left before a trumpet player didn't get me down. Cause he's wanted for assault. If you said it weren't his fault, you know the coppers rode him right out of town. Yes, they did. Now I can sleep till the crack of noon. Midnight howling at the moon. Go out when I wanna, come home when I please. I don't have to ask permission. If I wanna go out fishing, then I never have to ask for the keys, no. Well, I'm selfish about my privacy. As long as I can be with me, most of the time we get along so well I can't even believe it. Love to chew the fat with folks. I'm listening to them dirty jokes. I'm so thankful for these friends I do receive. I like a sleeping till the crack of noon and midnight early night. I'm going out when I want to, come when I please. I don't have to ask permission. If I want to go out fishing, I never have to ask for the keys. I said I never have to ask for the keys. There's a request to do.
Hey,
called The Ballad of Big Joe Fab 309. I need a tune-up. Red Solvine. Oh, hell, just listen to the story. Paying attention to this sucker.
Well, you see, I was back on the East Coast a few years back. I was trying to make me a buck. Well, you know, the times got hard. Well, but damn, if I didn't get down on my luck. And I got tired of just roaming and bumming around. I started thumbing my way back to my old hometown. You know, I made quite a few miles in the first couple of days. Christ, I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But you know, the third night I got myself stranded. And it was a cold, cold, lonely crossroads. The rain was pouring down. I mean, to tell you, I was hungry, tired, freezing. I could done caught a chill. About that time, the lights of an old semi-top bell. Oh, you should have seen me smile when I heard them air brakes go on. You know, I climbed up in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. The wheels sat a big man. Christ, he must have weighed 210. Howdy, damn, he didn't stick out a big hand and said with a grin, Big Joe's the name. Series called Phantom 309. When I asked him why to call his rig such a name. See, why, son, his hair rig, I put them all to shame. Cause there ain't a driver on this or any other line, for that matter, that's seen nothing but the tail lights. Big Joe, Phantom 309. We rode and we talked a better part of the night. I was telling my stories. Joe was telling his. Radio spit out the hit parade. Along. You know, until a truck stop kind of mysteriously rolled into sight. Joe turned to me and said, I'm sorry, son. Well, you know, this is just as far as you go. I got to be making kind of turn just up the road a piece. I mean, damn, he didn't toss me a dime and he threw her in low. Say, go on there and get yourself a hot cup of coffee on Big Joe. I mean, to tell you, when Joe and his rig pull off into the night, nothing flat that was clean out of sight. I walk into the old stop. I order me up a cup of mud, saying Big Joe's setting this dude up. But you know, it got so deathly quiet in that place, you could have heard a pin drop. And the waiter's face turned kind of pale. What's the matter? Did I say something wrong? I kind of said with a halfway grin. You said, no, son. You see, it'll happen every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happens. Just about 10 years ago, out there at that cold, lonely crossroads, well, there was a whole busload of kids just coming from school. They happened to be right in the middle on Joe top of the hill. Well, it could have been slaughtered, said Joe turned his wheel. A jackknife and went into a skid. Well, folks around here say he gave his life to save that bunch of kids. You know, out there at that cold, lonely crossroad. Well, you know, they say it was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. When the moon is a big yellow biscuit of a buttery moon, all melted off to one side, say, Joe, stop and give you a ride. Well, here, son, you must be cold. You go on and get another cup of coffee on the house. Well, I want you to hang on to that dime, though. Yeah, I want you to keep it as kind of a souvenir. A souvenir, Big Joe. Big Joe Phantom 309. Good night.
Caught me on the way to take a leak. I don't know about it. Yeah, by your house about 2:45. Got a sidewalk, sunny strawberry surprise. Cherry popsicle, baby, right on time. I got a big stick, mama, gonna blow your mind. Cause I'm an ice cream man. You one man band. And I'm an ice cream man, baby. I'm gonna be good to you. Well, if you see me in the alley, baby, don't you fret. I'm coming back around and don't forget. Tired and you're hungry and you want something cool. Got something better than a swimming pool. Ice cream man. I'm a one-man band. I'm an ice cream man. I'm gonna be good to you. If you see me in the alley and you ain't got no change, don't worry, baby, it can be arranged. Show me you can smile, baby, just for me. Beg you with a drumstick and do it for free. Ice cream man, I'm a one-man band. I'm an ice cream man, and I'm gonna be good to you. So good to you. How good to you, babe. Good to you. Good to you. Thank you.
The piano has been drinking. And Necktie is asleep. And the combo went back to New York. Jukebox's been busted for several weeks. Cause the carpet needs a haircut. And the spotlight looks like a prison break. And the telephone sells cigarettes. And the balcony is on the make. And the piano has been drinking heavily tonight. The piano has been drinking. And you can't find your waitress with the Geiger counter. And she hates you and each and every one of your friends. Can't get served without her. The bartender's drooling. And the bar stools are alive. All the newspapers are fooling. And the answer is cause the piano bell's been drinking. Not me.
Broke down, huh? Right up there on the way to Toledo.
Touring up here in the Tri-City area.
Yeah, well, I'm spending a great deal of time up here against my wishes.
After a trip like that, that kind of harrowing experience of having your car break down, which is no picnic because I don't want to run one. That's really murder. I wish I had something other than this diet soda, you know.
Where do you hail from professionally? Is it the Big Apple, or is it called New York, I think, or is it Hollywood?
I live in Bedlam Squalor.
I think we've all lived there at one time. It's kind of strange to have a guy sitting here with a bottle in front of him.
Well, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
While you've been here in Fremont, have you had a chance to go to any of the nice spots or any of the restaurants? Or that's a wonderful place to make it like.
I was out last night. I went to the Shoes and Socks restaurant, whatever you call it.
I think it's up, yeah.
$1.99 for all you can stand. It's harrowing, to say the least.
Yeah, what did you order? Did they have some awfully good dishes with guns?
Oh, I don't know. I'll bet she had these athletic equipment. I didn't know whether to eat mine or give it a ride home.
Well, it wasn't expensive. That's the main part, huh?
Hey, well, I wanted to mention something about that. Just something that shouldn't even be mentioned on here.
We're friends.
Hey. No, just a couple bucks, that's all. I had to leave.
I understand.
I had to leave our 4-year-old.
Jerry, give him $20.
Hey, that's all right. You know, really?
That's perfect. Well, I guess by giving you this money, it means we'll be seeing you again soon.
I stay so far.
I should imagine so. We'll be back in a few moments after this message.